Blue Ridge Health in Hendersonville started serving the migrant patient population in 1963, a year after President John F. Kennedy signed the Migrant Health Act into law. That enabled the clinic to receive federal funding. While the clinic continues to serve individuals who otherwise wouldn't have access to health care, this year, Blue Ridge Health is looking at a different way to assist patients who sometimes spend 12 to 14 hours in the fields.
I went to a camp and one of the workers had his hands really, really dirty.
That's outreach coordinator Jackie Antivedos.
And what I didn't know is that the tomato plant gives off this green powder and it goes and it builds on their hands. And so because they don't have the gloves, this just builds over time on their hands. And they're using bleach to wipe this dirt off.
Antivedos says sometimes workers arrive to their jobs without the appropriate protective gear, like gloves and hats. Or they might receive gloves at the start of the season, and a few months in, they're no longer effective. That's why she says the clinic is starting to collect protective clothing, like long sleeves, hats, and yes, gloves, as a form of preventative medicine. Work-related risks include exposure to pesticides, respiratory problems, and a poisoning called green tobacco sickness.
It gives us a really good kind of like access point to the workers.
Claire Chang is a MedServe fellow at Blue Ridge Health.
Because the other big things from a public health standpoint that we're worried about are chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension that are extremely large issues among our migrant population.
Chang says she hopes the new clothing drive also raises awareness about the people who come to the region each year to help harvest fruits and vegetables. The USDA reports North Carolina ranks among the top 10 states that receive workers on seasonal farm work visas, but that doesn't account for the additional number of workers who are undocumented. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.